In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, amen. Today's reading from the Gospel according to Luke starts with Jesus being Jesus. Jesus is doing as God had sent him. Jesus is proclaiming the word as the Spirit led him. The Spirit of the Lord was on him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And so, as Jesus had done in Nazareth and in Capernaum, so he was doing throughout the cities and villages of the region, preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. Jesus also explained what life with this coming kingdom meant. It would mean blessing for those who were poor and hungry, blessing for those who were mourning and persecuted for being his followers. And it would mean woe for those who were rich and satisfied, woe for those who spent their days laughing and conveying compliments. And life in that kingdom would mean love. Love for your neighbor, love even for your enemies. It would mean praying for those who abused you. It would mean blessing those who wished you harm. It would mean turning the other cheek. It would mean giving your coat away when they take your overcoat, as you would want others to do to you, Jesus instructed, do to them. This was Jesus being Jesus, preaching and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God and teaching about life as it came. So if this is what Jesus was saying, what did it mean to really hear him? What did it mean to pay attention? What did it mean to take his word to heart? Jesus explains that with a parable. A man went out to sow some seed. Some of the seed fell on the path and it was eaten by the birds. Some of it fell on rocky soil. It sprang up, but then it withered because it had no moisture. Some fell among the thorns, and it came up, but it was choked by the thorns that grew up with it, and it bore no fruit. And then some fell on good soil, and it grew, and it grew, and it bore fruit. And Jesus supplies the meaning himself. The seed, he said, is the word of God. The seed that falls on the path is like the word which is preached, but then snatched up by the devil, so the hearer does not believe and is not saved. The seed that falls on the rocky soil, well, that's like those who hear the word of God, and they receive it gladly, but then comes a trial, a temptation, and they fall away. The seed that falls among the thorns, well, that's like those who hear the word of God, but the cares, the riches, the pleasures, the delights of the world choke out that life. And the seed that falls on good soil, well, that's like those who hear the word of God and take it to heart and bear abundant fruit. And the point of all this, Jesus makes plain. Well, it's like this. Imagine that you light a lamp. Would you stick it in the vessel? Would you put it underneath your bed? No, of course not. You'd put it on a stand so you could watch where you're going in the room. So in the same way, take care, take heed, pay attention to how you hear the word. If you get it, then you'll get more. If you don't get it, then even what you think you have, that will be taken away. And as if on cue, Jesus' family, Jesus' mother and brothers show up, and they can't get to Jesus, so someone has to tell Jesus, your mom, your brothers, they're outside there. But Jesus says, my mother, my brothers, they are those who hear the word of God and do it. Take care, take heed, pay attention to how you hear. As I stand here this morning in this chapel, I know you have heard the word of God. I know you have heard it again and again, over and over. You have heard it, you have read it, you have studied it, you have discussed it, you have argued about it, you have pondered it. That's not the issue this morning. The issue is how you hear. Hearing's a problem in life. If you're a member of a family, and you all are, you know that hearing's a problem. Mom says this, dad says that. A husband says this, a wife says that. But people aren't listening. Yeah. But it doesn't get done. Happens all the time. It happens here too. Among the advice I give, one of the good pieces of advice that I give is answer the question. You laugh. Students have laughed at me. Graduate students have. I say, when you take the comprehensive exam, answer the question. Because too often, people don't. Now, sometimes the question is not answered because you don't know what to do, but sometimes you just don't answer the question. Analyze this heresy. That means identify its key features. Discuss why this happens. It does not mean to tell me that it's unscriptural, unevangelical, not Lutheran. Don't tell me that they must not believe in the inspiration of scriptures or vicarious satisfaction. Well, those things may be true, but it's not answering the question. Yeah, we hear and we hear, but we don't listen. We don't take things to heart. And perhaps it's that way with the Word of God, the preaching of the kingdom of God, and the teaching of the life that goes with it. We hear and we hear, but perhaps we don't take it to heart. No, taking the Word of God to heart is like, it's like the centurion whose slave, whose servant was sick, to whom Jesus was coming, but he says to Jesus, don't bother to come. I'm a man under authority with those under me. If I say to one, go, he goes. If I say to one, come, he comes. If I say, do this, it's done. And if you say the word Jesus, it will be done. He heard the word of God and took it to heart. So did the thief on the cross, the one who scolded the other criminal and turned to Jesus and said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He trusted more what he had heard than what he could see. What he could see was a man stretched out on the cross, dying, being abused, being taunted before being a Savior and the Son of God. But what he believed was the good news. What he believed that Jesus really was the King of Israel. He really was the Son of David. He really was the Son of God. And that his kingdom, when he finally came into it, and that he would have no end. And so he turns to Jesus as he dies and says, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Hearing the word of God and keeping it is not only trusting in Jesus, but then being free to love others. It's like the women who accompanied Jesus and the disciples. It's like Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Susanna, who took care of Jesus and his followers out of their own pockets, out of their own purses, out of their own means. And it's like Zacchaeus. When salvation came to him and to his house, what did he do? He gave his money to the poor. He promised to make right anybody he might have cheated. That's what it means to hear the word of God and do it. Jesus came preaching and teaching the good news of the kingdom. Jesus came preaching and teaching the word of God. Jesus came preaching and teaching eternal life and salvation. That's something worth hearing. Take care how you hear. Pay attention to how you listen. And you will find riches and salvation in the age to come.